Greetings in the precious name of Jesus Christ. This is Levi Stahls who's sharing with you this week. I was a bit undecided on what I want to share this week, but I feel yesterday the Lord has given me a clear direction. I'd like to title this, the theme of this week is going to be Touching the Hem of His Garment. And it comes out of Luke 8, verse 41. I'll read a few verses there. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying as he went. The people thronged him. So here Jesus is, gone to Jairus' house, and the crowd is just bumping against him, and he's just in such a crowd. Verse 43 is where this theme, touching the hem of his garment, starts, that I'd like to speak about this week. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, who touches me?" And Jesus said, "Somebody has touched me, for I perceive that a virtue is going out of me." And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him and declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. So here we have a woman that has an issue of blood, and she has spent all her life savings. She is a desperate woman, and I don't know how far she walked. One place I was reading said that she may have walked about 30 miles. And I believe there was nothing but faith and desperation that made her walk that far. But to really get a picture of this issue of blood, it's found in Leviticus, I think Leviticus 15, verse 25. And if a woman have an issue of her blood many days out of time of the separation, or if it run beyond the time of her separation, all the days of the issue of her uncleanness shall be as the days of her separation, she shall be unclean. Every bed whereon she lieth all the days of her issue shall be unto her as the bed of her separation, and whatsoever she sitteth upon shall be unclean, and as the uncleanness of her separation. And whosoever touches these things shall be unclean, and shall wash all her clothes, and bathe herself in water, and be unclean until the evening. And if she be cleansed of her issue, when she shall number herself 7 days, and after that she shall be clean. So here was a woman where she had an issue of blood that wouldn't stop. This went on for 12 years. And so that means basically, if you really think about it, she was an outcast. You couldn't touch her. She was not allowed to touch anyone. She was, she had to go out and could not come in till the evening. And she had to bathe herself, anything that just basically she could not associate with people. Back in the days of Moses, when a woman had her monthly cycle, she was unclean. Well, this woman had it, and it wouldn't stop. The blood just would not stop. It would continue for 12 years. So we have a woman that is desperate. We have a woman that she's an outcast. I mean, can you imagine those of us that are married know how women, they need hugs. They need words of encouragement. They need most women they need to be held and comforted because they are the weaker vessel. Well, here this lady, she's desperate, and she says, if only I could touch his garment. But you see, by touching the hem of his garment, she was breaking the law. She was doing something that was totally unacceptable. So when Jesus stops and asks, who touched me, can you imagine the fear that went through her heart? Because she realized he found out about this. You know, I think she had faith that Jesus Christ could heal her, but she knew better than going up and just talking to him, because she was unclean. She had to stay away from the people. She would have had to basically stay away from society. And here she goes, out of her desperation, she goes and touches the hem of his garment, something that was strictly forbidden, something that she dared not do. I mean, now Jesus would be unclean because she was unclean, so anything she touched was unclean. And here, the first thing Jesus says, who touched me? And I believe the woman just, and when verse 47, and the woman saw that she was not hid, all of a sudden she realized that she, this thing was not secret. She came trembling and falling down before him, and she declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him. You know, she was honest. She told him that, hey, this was an issue of blood that wouldn't stop for 12 years. But the good thing is, and how she was healed immediately. So the theme that I have this week is just, I might pick, I'm not sure yet how I'm going to do this, but I might pick certain areas in our life that, you know, could be a weakness. And are we willing to, are we desperate to touch the hem of his garment? Are we willing to reach out and touch the border of the garment of Jesus Christ to be healed from these? Maybe I'll talk on anger. Maybe, I'm not sure yet. There's so many areas. There's so many needs that us as fallible people have that we, you know, some of you may be born again that are listening to this. And praise the Lord, that is his first step. But, you know, we must live victorious lives. And maybe you're living in anger. Maybe you're living in your marriage is not doing well. And maybe you are a young man that has fallen into the sin of pornography or lust, and you just can't get it out of your mind. Well, let me just say this. You need to have the faith, and you need to reach out and touch the border of the garment of Jesus Christ to be healed, realizing that you are unclean, you are wretched, and here you're reaching out and touching a clean person, but by faith we can all come to him and reach out to him. So that is the theme that I want to use this week, and I want to just find some topics. And we will see what the Lord has for us the rest of the week. Lord bless you.